It's
We're back.
2026, as
We're
promised.
Hey,
We
welcome to
are
the
back,
fan.
back,
Oh.
streaks back.
Oh, okay. I was thinking
All
we are family. I went gay. I went
right.
immediately gay. Guys, welcome to 2026. We just happened to be wearing the exact same outfits from
It's weird.
last
We just
year.
never changed
We
from the
didn't do
year. It's
laundry. We didn't do
crazy.
anything.
As you can imagine, we are took some time off for the holidays. We answered a lot of your ask us anything questions before we broke for the holidays. So we're going to be back full-blown episodes, full-blown updates on how our
That's right.
holidays were and how New Year's were coming next week. But for now, this is part two of our Ask Us Anything 2025 edition. And we're going to kick this one off with Morgan, who asks, what is your guys' New Year's resolution for this podcast? What do you hope to achieve? And what future episodes would you like to do?
Well, I can jump in.
Oh, okay, because I can definitely jump in too.
You go first. You go first. I kind of stepped on
Well,
you.
I certainly think for the New Year's resolution for the podcast is probably to do not necessarily more, because I think we have a good cadence. I mean, we've been on this like bi-weekly trajectory, but a new podcast every single week, which I always think is really important to do. Future episodes, I'd actually like to cover some more current stuff. Like, I really think we could do Mangione because that's going to be tried right now. Brian Walsh
That's
was just
right.
found guilty and like how he claimed that he dismembered his wife's body but didn't kill her, I'll never understand. And thank God a jury didn't understand that either. I think we could do like a roundup of decades of cases, which I think would be really fun. So
That sounds fun.
more inventive with that. I obviously want to get you to watch more docs, but
I was just gonna say that, yeah.
yeah, more I think more content for you guys would always be fun, and hopefully we can do some in-person stuff this year too.
I know. Every year we hope for that. It just kind of gets a little harder each year. Frankly, podcast going on tour requires a lot of like upfront money, to be completely honest with you guys. And so we're gonna work on that. We're always interested. We're looking at some, if there are places you guys would like
I
us
just
to
meant recording with
appear.
you, John.
What's up?
I just meant recording with you in
Oh
person.
no, of course. Yes. I mean, oh, you mean like in a room together? Well, yeah, that's a good call. Did we do
Wow.
that at all this year? I don't think we did. No, because
Did
I only
you?
saw you in LA and we didn't record.
And we didn't record. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
Crazy.
we do that, but yeah, even tours and appearances and stuff. If there are places you guys would like us to be, communicate that to the organizers and they'll come knocking on our door and maybe we can be there. Crime Con, whatever other con. There's a whole bunch of different places this year, but
Yeah.
would be fun to do that. But yeah, and then the question was, what do you hope to achieve and what future episodes would you like to do? I mean, achieve would just be, continuing to grow the show, which we've been able to do every year, thankfully, because of amazing and generous supporters like you guys, especially on Patreon. I would love to do a show about the Menendez brothers getting out of prison. I think that would be a lovely show to do in 2026. I would love to do a show about
The
John
likelihood of
Binet's.
that happening? Slim.
Unfortunately, not a lot. I'd love to do a show about
Slim.
John Binet's killer being found. Lots of those types of episodes where, like, resolutions are made from
Well,
tragic cold cases.
speaking of which, I hope that this is old news as I'm saying this, but as of when we are recording this, which is before the New Year's broken, a few weeks before, because we all have travel plans. But the Brown University shooter, they let the suspect originally, the original suspect, they let him go. Obviously, they proved that he didn't do it. I really hope they find that person. I
Yeah, that's
really hope that
tragic.
person gets found, because that is just absolutely crazy. I mean, this we're recording this around that time, and just between
Yeah.
Rob Reiner and his wife
I
being
know.
killed by their son, the Bondi shooting,
Yeah.
horrible, and then the Brown University. It was just such a tough weekend. And so
What a crazy
I sort
weekend.
of hope we have less current things to cover, because those things are
Yeah.
just really horrible as they come in. But obviously, I hope there is a resolution to
Yeah.
all of those cases, needless to
For
say.
sure.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, let's hope for some justice there. Moving on here, Kaylin says, what are you most proud of this year for yourself and for each other? Wow, what a nice question.
Really nice question. Well, I'm proud of you for handling. You've handled a lot. I feel like,
Thank you.
you've been able to pivot and adapt, which has been great. You've moved a bunch. There's been some
Yeah.
highs and lows. Obviously, you've been through some stuff with your family this past
Right.
year, and you were able to adjust with grace. And I'm sure it's been really hard
Thank
on
you.
you. And I know that When you're older, meaning when you're an older sibling, you carry a lot of the weight on your shoulders because
For
it's like
sure.
you feel like the next in line and
Oh, yeah, totally.
you're the most quote unquote adult in the room, even though I know
Right.
your sister has a kid. It's not like
Of
she's even an
course.
adult or anything, but just a lot of it relies on you. And so,
Well,
just
thank you.
personally, I've been really, really impressed with you. And obviously, like
Thank
what you do at
you.
work, I think is great. And I think it's really cool that you're working for a college and a great school. We need people
Thank
like
you.
that. So,
Oh, I'm getting uncomfy.
all of those things. And then for myself, I struggle with this a little bit, but I think for myself, I mean, I'm proud of myself for like always willing to do the work, saying yes.
Oh,
And like,
yeah.
I try to be professional everywhere I go. And I really pride myself on that. I pride myself on like, I don't get paid for everything that I do, but I always am
Right.
willing to put my head down and do the work.
You
And it's
always
not
give it the
about like,
same, yeah,
I
energy.
try and give everything similar energy and treat people with respect. And I think for the most part, I think I've been able to really accomplish that. And so I've
You're
been
kind
proud
of
of myself for that.
disrespectful to me. Otherwise, yeah, I think you're pretty
Well, yeah, if I'm
respectful.
bullying you, I love you.
Right.
And so that's been nice. What about you, John?
Yeah, those are great. And thank you for all your kind words. That was very sweet of you. For you, definitely like all of your major life changes this year, getting engaged, Snoopy, the house. I mean, that's a lot. People dream about doing one of those things every couple years. And to do that all in 12 months, like, you're really putting your pedal to the metal, so to
What
speak,
was I
in a good
thinking?
way. Yeah, right. What were you thinking? Maybe. But I know Nadine and spent some time with her, and she's so lovely. And I'm just so happy for you and proud that, you found a really wonderful person that you can share your life with. So that's amazing.
Thanks. Thanks, Johnny.
From, of course, for myself, yeah, I mean, definitely handling, life as it's coming at you. I'm also really proud of how I handle like stress and conflict. It's something I've really
Yeah.
focused on because, we're all learning how to manage things in the world, and I will admit sometimes I will have in the past had maybe emotionally immature responses or misunderstandings or miscommunications, but I've really focused on learning about who I am as a person and why I do and think the things that I do and think. And I think I've become a really, I feel like I'm always like building on my character in the best way. And I'm really proud of that because there's so many people in the world that don't do that. And you have
Yeah.
to go experience those people and they're hard to be around. And I hope that when people are around me, they feel at ease and peaceful and, that type of thing.
I think they do. I really think
Yeah,
they
thank
do.
you.
It's great. Danny wants to know, specifically targeted at you, which I appreciate. He's like, what's your favorite movie, even though you don't watch TV or movies,
Oh my
John?
God. Well, it's a good question because I don't know. I've literally only seen a couple of movies, and guess what? They were probably all Marvel movies.
Me too. I liked Weapons a lot.
Yeah, I heard that's a very good. You know what's weird? I know all about the movie industry because I'm like obsessed with the movie industry, like the businesses,
That's what
the
I'm saying. You seem
business.
like you would be like into the
But I
movies.
just don't watch the
I
movies.
just thought of it. My favorite movie that
Tell
I
me.
saw this year that I actually saw in theater that I laughed out loud in was Naked
Oh.
Gun.
Oh, was it good? I didn't know
It
you saw
was.
it.
It was
I
such a good
wanted to see it and I
homage to the
forgot that it came
originals.
out. Oh,
It
okay,
was
that's
great.
good.
It was great.
Well, let me tell you guys, I saw Captain America. No. Thunderbolts, pretty good. Fantastic Four, pretty good. Superman, can you tell who I am here? All comic book movies.
Yeah, I've tuned this out. I'm just gonna do something out until you're done.
Jurassic World Rebirth, which actually wasn't all that good. I would say my favorite movie of all of those was probably Fantastic Four. I can't even think of another movie that I saw that's like new or even like an old one that I've watched. I really just don't watch a lot of movies. So, Danny, take that and leave me
Wicked
alone.
too.
Stop bullying me. I haven't seen it yet because it came out while a lot of things were going on with my family. So, I
Gotcha.
haven't seen it yet, but I really will hopefully see it over like the Christmas break.
Fair. Fair
Yeah.
enough.
Okay, JB says, when will Snoopy meet Magic and will they be friends or friends with benefits? Listen, I don't know about
Listen,
interspecies friends with benefits.
interspecies I'm fine with. This is 2025, John.
Oh,
But
fair.
I think an obese cat might be too much for her at this juncture in her
Oh,
life.
that's
And I don't want
true.
to say that she's fat shaming because she's not, but she is a
No, she
California
is.
girl and they're very health conscious. But
That's
she's
fair.
8.5 pounds. So I feel like if there's going to be a little
Oh, just eight and a
flirtation,
half.
I feel like Magic needs to get into his fighting weight a little bit, like his fighting shape.
Yeah, sure.
And
By
then
the way,
maybe that would be a good sign for her to,
well, it's funny that
date
you're
him.
saying, yeah, it's funny you're saying Snoopy is 8.5 pounds. Magic went to the vet recently. He is 19 pounds on the dot. And the
So
woman
he's
who
more
is
than
like
double her
her
size.
more than
And
double. Yep.
while that's fine,
It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah.
it's a
We're
lot.
working on it. His
Yeah,
2026 resolution
she's
is to get into a tankini by the
baby.
summer. So.
She's baby.
All
So
right.
friends to start. Sierra wants to know, Darren, do you have a celebrity crush? And John, what colors will you use in
Oh.
your wedding with David Archuleta? They don't even need to ask you who your celebrity crush is. What
Yeah,
colors
they
will
don't
you use in your
care.
wedding? Do you use colors in a wedding?
Well, I did see this question
Blushy
earlier.
bashful. Where's that from?
Wait, what is that from? I don't know.
My colors are blush and bashful. Steel
No, what?
Magnolias
Oh,
with
yes.
Julia Roberts.
Oh, I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah, great movie.
I've like always pictured like a baby blue, but not like too baby blue, but like a light blue, because he has very light eyes, so I think that would look like that kind of tuxedo would look really good on him. I look good in darker colors, so I would go like baby blue and
Navy.
like a navy and like maybe like a splash of like hold like maybe like auburn, like an orange auburn, you know? Is this the
Okay.
ugliest wedding you've ever heard of? Whatever David wants, David gets. That's where I've landed on situation.
Hold on one second. My mom was texting me speaking of Stussy
Oh,
Radish, and she's I just
sure.
have to get her back to her for time. So hold on one second.
Okay, no
If
worries.
that's better for you.
Theron's making holiday plans right
No,
now.
my mom is just en
Oh.
route and I wanted to give her a heads up that I was recording so
Fair.
she didn't barge in.
Barge right in, yeah.
My celebrity crush, I have a few, but I think right now, because I
You have a
just saw her
few.
in the morning show, and she looked very good, is
Oh.
Marion Cotillard.
Oh, interesting.
Love a French woman,
Interesting. I
older
was not
woman.
expecting that from
Most
you.
people don't ex in fact, how old is
Yeah.
Marion Cotillard?
I was gonna say she's like probably
In
in
her
her 50s.
40s? She's
50s?
50, exactly.
50, yep.
So, I like an older woman, but she's very pretty.
Is it Cotillard or Cotillard? Or does it matter?
Maybe it's Cotillard.
I
It's
thought
fine.
Cotillard. I just didn't know if I
Cotillard.
was wrong. Okay.
She's
Interesting. You like a
gorgeous. So I think
50. Okay. I'm seeing what's happening
yes.
here. All
Yeah.
right.
Just something to think about.
I love it. I forget if I'm reading the next one. Am I doing the
I
next
don't know.
one?
Remember that time I came back from BravoCon and I just like read
You
you in
were
the middle
like,
of you were
not.
like mid-sentence and I just like took over your
You just took
sentence.
right over, and I was like, I'm not
I
going to
still
make a
can't get
thing of
over that of
this.
like how out of it I was. Like I still was like,
You
I
weren't
was
that out
so
of it. That's
I've never
okay.
done that though in 12 years.
20
Like
years.
it's just like that's how crazy. I think it's your turn though. Go for it.
Okay, well, I'll just take the next one. Mitts, our lovely friend Mitts, who had a
Mitts.
question on last week's episode as well, says, Darren, do you and Nadine have a wedding date yet? John, how's the dating life? She then says, mine is non-existent. I'm just not in the mood to date men. Listen, if
Are you in
Darren
the mood to
had,
date
I
women?
was gonna say,
Because
Darren
there's
has a
a whole
suggestion
different
for
mood.
you. Do you
We
want to
have a
answer
wedding
yours?
date. I'm
Okay.
hoping we want to pick the right date because we're going to go down to the courthouse and do it.
Right.
And we want to pick like a good date, something that
Okay.
like we kind of want.
Meaningful, maybe, or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, meaning like the availability of the venue doesn't matter so much,
Oh,
right?
okay.
Like we can
Right.
kind of be more specific about it, do it in the middle of the
Right.
week. We can choose
Right.
what we want. So, but hopefully, I think by like. Certainly by my birthday, I think. I give it 6 months
Oh,
of
okay.
this year to be married, so
Okay.
that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, we look forward to you announcing that here on the show one day in the near future. How is my dating life? I will be honest, I've been dating around a little bit and it's been fun and interesting. Had a little bit of some family things you guys probably heard about recently that kind of put that on hold a little bit, but I'm expecting after the new year to maybe pick all of that back up and just see what life has in store. That's all I'll say for now.
Well, hopefully, whomever and
David,
if ever I would like to meet
to
them.
meet this person? Well, that person is David Archuleta, and you already met him, and you did not
I
give
did.
him my phone number.
I didn't need to
This
because you
is the
already
worst
gave
year
it
of
to
my
me.
life because you met him and didn't give him my number. But anyway,
Was
we'll
that
just
this
try to
year? That might have
move
been last year, John. That might have been 2024.
on.
And you're still holding on to it because you're petty. Brenda asks,
Was
what has been the most rewarding thing about doing this podcast with each other?
Oh, I love that question.
Most rewarding thing for me, outside of obviously like getting to talk to like
Yeah.
true crime aficionados, because that's just been so nice. Having you guys like ask questions and be interested is so nice. Is maintaining a really strong relationship with you through COVID and being able to like see you every week, and
Yeah.
it's something like consistent to work through. And I feel like, you know, a lot of our friendship actually was built not being in the same room with each other. And that's
That's a
been
good
really like,
point.
it's kind of the only friendship that I have like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Just because of the nature of the pandemic really
Right.
switched things up, and we got to work together in this such an intimate way because podcasting is so intimate. So
Yeah.
that's been the most rewarding thing for me.
Yeah, what I'm hearing from you though there is that you want me to come move in with you and just like
Oh,
live with
okay.
you and do the
No,
po
no.
oh, oh,
No.
oh.
No,
Okay.
no. That's not what I said. No, no.
Oh, my bad. Must have misheard you.
No.
Definitely the same with Darren. I mean, like, you know, I live in Pittsburgh. I moved here a couple years ago for a job. I have a couple friends in this area, but you know, Darren was one of and is one of my best friends. But when I was living in New York, especially, you know, like that's where we met and cultivated our both like friendship in the beginning and our working relationship. And so this show, that's why I was, this is what I was saying in NMR a couple weeks ago when I was coming back after the news of my mom was like, I'm excited to come do this because I love spending time with Darren, talking to you guys and goofing off and having a fun time. And I think like, you know, our friendship really works so well because we are just so similar, like similar in a way that like we understand each other, not like similar, like we have to
Yeah.
agree or have the same interests about everything, but we really know how each other works and how each other kind of moves through the world so well that it just makes it so easy to be your friend, if that makes sense. So
That's
yeah,
really
it's just nice
nice.
to do that and do a show and spend time putting it out there in the world. And so many people, I don't even tell you all the time, Darren, like so many people love our friendship,
Yeah,
which makes that
exactly.
fun, you know, it makes it fun
Yeah.
to work on a show like this. So thank you guys for all of that.
Yes, thank you.
Is it me again? I don't even
It
remember.
is.
Okay.
It is. Yeah, it
Tony
is.
says, oh, this is our friend Tony, who also had a question last
Tony.
episode. Looking back, what did y'all learn this year? I love that he's saying y'all. What did y'all learn this year? Oh, that's a good question.
I feel like I learned a lot. I mean, I've been keeping up with my meditation, and so I'm trying to be really more thoughtful with my actions, really.
Same.
No, sometimes to my own suffering, because if I don't do it, then I'm really hard on myself. And so sometimes it can kind of
Yeah.
counteract me trying to forgive myself a lot. But yeah, meditation's helped, and trying to be a little bit more patient, I think, has taught me a lot, and to really be grateful for what I have, and just like,
Yeah.
you know, not trying to, comparison is a thief of joy. So that's
Yeah.
been a good lesson for me to learn.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
For me, what did I learn this year? I mean, I feel like I learned so much, you know. It's been a hard couple of months for a few reasons, but I think one of the things I really learned this year is that, you know, life flashes by. Like, spend time with the people you love. Make time for people, not only people you love, but people that show you love, you know?
Yeah.
Because you never know when one day you'll wake up and you won't have that opportunity anymore. And I think it's so obvious, like that's the point of life, right? Like, you know, we think about that, but like I personally just want to be way more intentional about that more than ever, you know,
Yeah, and how you
personally.
spend your time and the things
Yeah.
that you care about. I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's family times, it's those types of things that really matter.
And I would even add, you know, how you spend your time in the other direction as well, like not spending your time in places or with people that are not part of your joy.
Yeah.
Get away
Yeah.
from that shit. Get away from that. Ew.
I also heard a quote. I think it was like a Peanuts quote or something about this. It was like,
Yeah.
you know, that saying like you only live once, and they were like, no, you live every day. You only die once.
Oh, I
You
love
know?
that. That's
And so
so
it's like,
good.
it's
Yeah.
just so
You
true.
know,
And, you know, yeah.
I 100% agree. And I was recently helping a friend through some relationship issues. And I stopped and I asked this person, what about this relationship are you enjoying? And this person paused and they were like, I don't even know. And I was like, if you're at a place in
Says
a
everything.
relationship that, yeah, you don't know the answer to that question, then you need to really reevaluate what's going on because life is too short to not know the answer to that question. So anyway, that's my little thing.
Plenty of fish in the sea with that. Yeah. Brittany wants to know, what is a concert that you would both agree to go to together? Lady
Oh,
Gaga.
I was just thinking Lady Gaga because I would have been at that
Probably
Coachella.
anyone poppy. Like
Yeah.
pop artist. I mean, like if I invited you to Dua Lipa, you'd go.
Oh yeah, for sure. I would definitely see Dua Lipa. And I know I think you would love to go to a Gaga concert with me because I would go
Would love
crazy and
it.
we would have. But okay, so like if I so let's say I'd invite you to Gaga, what would be one that like you invite me to that's like your one of your faves that maybe I don't listen to as
Maybe like
much?
Brandi Carlile or Kacey
Ooh, that's a good one.
Musgraves, I
Oh, I
think I
love
would invite you
Casey.
to.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe someone like that. We're gonna go see No Doubt at the Sphere. I think you would enjoy
That's
that.
fucking awesome. I didn't know they were doing
Yeah.
the Sphere.
Yeah,
Wow.
they are in May and June.
Ooh, I might want to go see that. I'm
You
going to look
should.
into those
You
tickets.
definitely
They
should.
need to bring the Spice Girls. There's rumors Spice Girls are going to the Sphere, by the way. So I have a whole group of people that are like, if that happens, I want to
I mean,
be
I
in
would
the row
totally
with
go.
you. Yeah,
Yeah,
you would
I
have
would
to
be
be
like, we
with
have
me.
to go together.
It would be like a very big moment in my own life if that happened. So there you go. Thank you, Brittany. And the final question of not really the year because this episode's coming out in 2026 on our public accounts, but Lauren says, just want to say thank you for all that you do for the show, especially on Patreon. Would you guys ever do a tour again? And if so, what cities would you go to?
I'd kill to go to any city. I mean, I actually wouldn't want to
Yeah.
go to New York or LA. I'd kind of want to do like St. Louis,
Good
Charlotte,
point.
Nashville,
Yeah.
Chicago, Philly. We had so much fun in Philly. I
I
like
know
sort
we
of these
did.
smaller, bigger cities. I think that's just a
Yeah.
blast. You know, I'd love to go down to Fort Lauderdale. Like, I think that'd be really cool.
Of course, we would love to do a tour again. I think we had mentioned on a recent episode, those things just require money and organization up front, but we could definitely see ourselves doing it. I agree, Darren. Like, you're so right. LA and New York, we've done that so much. Let's go to other places. Let's go to Honolulu. Hello. Let's go to
Would love to go to
Beijing.
Honolulu. Hello.
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 Hello. Tokyo. Hello.
I'd love to.
Would
Kill
you,
to.
could we do a show at the Pokemon Center in Tokyo? Would you do that with me?
That's the one place we can't go to.
You put that in your contract. You can't make it.
That's in my rider.
Fuck.
It really is.
Fuck. I hate that. All right. Well, maybe next year or something like that. Well, guys, thank
These
you
are
so
great
much.
questions, guys.
These
Thank
were
you
amazing
so much.
questions. We love
We know
doing
it's
this.
2026 already. You guys have had your new year, and usually January is the slog, but we hope to be a little bright light for you guys
That's
and
right.
in the coming
Also,
year, and we'll be back next week with a full episode.
that's right. And also, my birthday's in January, so I'm looking really forward to
Know
seeing
what?
what Darren gets me.
We're good. We're moving
All
right
right.
along. Right
All
along.
right. See you
Okay.
guys next time. Bye.
Bye.